It's Tuesday, the 7th of May, and I'm Tonata Kadila with your 5 p.m. news. Private sector credit extension experienced a sluggish decline of 1.3% year-on-year in March, reflecting a slowdown from February's 1.7% year-on-year and a sharp decline from the 3.9% seen in March of 2023. It represents the slowest pace of PSEE growth in the last decade. Here's Simini Storm economist Hallelujah Ndimulunde.
Corporate debt instruments showed mixed trends, with declines in mortgage loans and overdrafts, but growth in installment and leasing. Household debt instruments also had mixed dynamics, with growth in mortgage loans but declines in overdrafts and other loans, while installment and leasing showed healthy growth. Despite these challenges, the Bank of Namibia opted to maintain the repo rate at 7.75% in April, citing a cooling inflation trend and the need to support economic recovery while managing inflation. Rate cuts later in the year may be considered if positive trends persist alongside favorable global conditions.
Republican Party President Hank Mudge is urging the government to request a postponement of the votes on amendments and the pandemic treaty at the upcoming World Health Assembly meeting. Mudge argues that the World Health Organization's request for countries to accept the amendments to the international health regulations does not align with the principles and guidelines of the United Nations.
The intention is to have this approved at the upcoming World Health Assembly now, 27th of May. Now, this is absolute nonsense. All they want to do is to have full control of the World Health Organization to decide when to declare a pandemic and what measures government member states must apply. This is nothing else but a global coup. Since the beginning of this COVID outbreak, our government has been negotiating with the World Health Organization in absolute secrecy. These amendments, as well as the pandemic court, if that's adopted, then it may have far-reaching consequences for us, and without any doubt being contravention of our own health regulations.
Western Cape Premier Ellen Windy says the operation to rescue 49 workers trapped in a collapsed building in George is expected to take longer than anticipated due to the complexity of the situation.
The municipality has made a space for families awaiting. We also have psychosocial support and social support. The faith-based communities are on site as well, and I thank them. I also want to thank the Gift of the Givers, the Round Table and Lions Club members, lots of citizens volunteering their time. Thank you very much for that. And also bringing in supplies of food.
Windy has confirmed an investigation into the building collapse is underway. The number of fatalities has risen to 6, with 47 people still missing.
We have to find out why this happened and how it happened. The building goes through planning processes at the municipality level and all those processes, and we have to make sure that no stone will be left unturned in making sure that we get to what caused this accident.
And a fresh wave of rail strikes across the United Kingdom began today, closing several train lines and stations.
These latest strikes are seeing ASLEF union train drivers walk out on different days from Tuesday to Thursday this week, and a ban on overtime for all union members until the 11th of May. The disruption means various train lines and stations being forced to close, including on some of the busiest commuter routes. ASLEF union have said their train drivers haven't had a pay rise in 5 years and accused government ministers of having given up on trying to resolve the dispute. Simon Gaitan, London.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, featuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.